Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who will tune in, everybody who wants personally to enlighten themselves, to get better, to grow, to radically develop. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. This is a show, it's all about that self-discovery, that self-improvement, that necessity that is there and that is needed. It's here for you. Please, tune in. On the other side of this line is the one, the only, believe me, there's not another one, Comedy Organic OK.
Yes, everyone, how are you doing tonight? Good morning to those out there that listening from a different time zone, and for those tonight, still tonight, for us, we're still in tonight. I just say to the leading platform of this show, thank you, Talk Dude.
No problem. It's 7 o'clock here on the dot here on the program. I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Tune in. Let us know what you're thinking. What's going on with you? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank everyone out there for staying tuned into the show, those that actually came across the show. If you got any time to spare, find a different experience from a comedian named Talk Dude. He got Asperger's, Tourette's, and scoliosis. And now he's telling you about other ways within for this experience to different your approach to how you are understanding people that may not have a disability, right? You assume because you're disabled, people are supposed to just gravitate to your responsibilities that needs to be done. But once you understand that you can experience, you'll be able to gravitate to people that understand, that connect to you. Because what you're doing, you're missing a part of that, right? It's like when you have something brand new and you don't know the directions. It's got a manual, right? And you pass the manual, and guess what you did? You throw away parts you didn't know you needed. And now you got to scramble and find extra parts you possibly had that can be pieced in there, right? But once you understand what's truly needed, you don't have to waste something. You don't have to waste the experience of the health part of success of people that's not disabled and throw them down the drain because they're not disabled, right?
All right.
You need to understand within their life because everyone has some things they're dealing with, right?
Absolutely. I do. I got a lot.
Yeah. Understand. Talk Dude, his experience, what he's dealing with, right? But you connect those abilities with people that appreciate what he's accomplishing, understand where he's at, what they like to contribute within the ability of their motivation, and how those components work together, right? And then you'll find other people that's curious about what's going on, and they don't necessarily want to help in that capacity. They want to figure out ways to help themselves in ways that they want to be, you know. So you have people that are in all factors, disabled, non-disabled, in the take position, right? And when people are taking, they are taking sometimes trash out of your actual space you don't need, right? As much as they're taking more than each, sometimes they're taking more than need, and it's things that you don't really need, and they can be helping you. But understand how that give and take work, right? The people that are the most successful have more solutions than they have problems of unsolutions, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So when you start finding more components where you're coming into the actual ability of success and you're seeing rewards as you're reaping the benefits of the residual layers of success through disability or non-disability elements. I believe it in a lot of ways. It's more people that's disabled that use undisabled things to be successful than using disabled things that may not necessarily be successful for them where they're at, right? It may be some temporary things they're dealing with as being disabled as an individual, but their universal experience would say, hey, this disability is more of something to remind us not as we are being as life capacity have presented us, right? This is, hey, we need to be understanding this so we won't allow the struggle to reach more potential of destruction to help it free others, right? And understand you're not there to be a hostage to free people, because people you're truly freeing is things that you personally like talking, right? Hi, how you doing today? Right? Is that free to be successful when you're the person that's truly changed someone's life? You know, that's the thing it's telling you. Yes, you have the option to say yes or no, but then the ability, this is something that's connecting, right? On a deeper level, you are fueling another destination of someone that's coming into this world that see it's another ability within us. They get to see things. You realize you get to be there at that point, being the part of the tool, part of the motivation, part of the factor of the coach. You're coaching greater moments, right? You're coaching greater experiences. And you look for those things in life naturally. Imagine you get to be a part of this process as creative. Imagine being in a position where greatness have the desire to speak with you. Greatness have the patience to understand your impatient moments, right?
Yes.
And we're coming to another moment on the show. I just take a moment to appreciate the appreciation of those people out there appreciating. Talk Dude, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate the ability that you're actually unfolding within your desires, the things that you truly desire. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate as you come to this ability of your ability to see the things that you're truly desiring. Free those moments. Free that success. Free that destiny. Free that potential within your ability. And I don't want you to get lost in just people that you've seen become remarkable, right? Look at the outfit being tailor-made for you to be remarkable in your own way. Set there, suffocate yourself with pain that you don't actually have to be a part of. Utilize the strength within that nurturing. Relax your happiness. Become more. Become that. Use that energy you got that you can't set still, because setting still is becoming like a cement truck. It needs you to rotate this desire so you can truly fuel people's lifestyle, people's behavior that they have not became the master of their desires so they can become better. Everyone, I just say thank everyone for this moment in time, Disabled Awareness Month, International Disabled Awareness Month. My name is comedian Organic OK, Comedy Organic OK. Thank everyone for staying tuned in for the moment that we connect, from the moment to the moment to the moment where we are connecting people and lifting people, rolling people's desires, push them through the air so they can feel the wind run across their tears, where their tears are sliding across their face. And guess what happened? They get a thirst. They thirst within that organs, within their desires, not just the skin, but the desires that slide the cleanness and quench that thirst within their ability to be more and more and more, become more and more and more. Everyone, the show is called, can you tell Talk Dude what's the name of the show?
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. People, you have to find yourself. It's Disabled Awareness Month out here. And kind of the whole month, we shouldn't just be focusing entirely on the needs of the handicapped, but we should heavily give it a lot of your attention this month. It's necessary. It's absolutely. I mean, I need your understanding. Their pleas.
Okay.
I think that way everyone needs an opportunity.
Listen to yourself, Talk Dude. You have seen more people have more potential than the people that they want help from. But then they pour it down your moment of taking your desires, figuring out, hey, I've never bought an outfit before. This is what I'm saying. This is all the metaphor. I've never bought an outfit before. This is the first time I had enough will to go to buy myself something. Did I have brand new stuff? And yeah, I have plenty of brand new stuff. This is a metaphor. And I came to a place where everybody's throwing stuff. And I'm saying, this is my new outfit, my first outfit. I want to enjoy this first outfit. Then someone come along that's bought plenty of outfits, and their desires are not desires of this person. And this person that they're destroying that person's peace of mind, they need that person's help. But not even knowing, this component have been destroyed. So don't always look for people of their peace being compromised, because they may need the same level of help that you're asking. They say, yeah, you may not can't walk, but the strength you have to be there is the strength I need to push myself over there. And I need the weight of you being there as I put this over your body as a metaphor, and use your weight to allow my balance to work correctly. Sometimes people disabled are mostly balancing people, helping them, and being there where help don't need time to be found. You hear me? Sometimes help don't need time to be found. That means somebody needs you so long that time is not an issue. Now, I appreciate this moment in time. Appreciating disabled word as much. Appreciating comedians, talk dudes. Talk, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate being appreciated.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Talk, dude. You know, Talk, dude, been a comedian for some years. He's been thinking to himself about ideas. He's been thinking about himself, like, creating these things. He's been doing this thing, you know, his Tourette's sometimes. I'm not going to give his Tourette's map, because he needs to use his Tourette's map for his journey into other journeys. But he's creating the space. He's been creating his idea. And you just don't know. This guy right here, when his Tourette's is successful for his success, you start seeing this architect of success come together. And you can see and appreciate another level of appreciation. And you get to see the remarkable moments come together. Talk, dude, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. And this is your platform. And what are you going to tell these people? What are you going to tell them that they need to be, you know, in their journey? Because this is what we need to understand. Our task is not to dictate your outcome. But if you're working together as a team and the effort is, this cake is in the oven. You can't be moving this cake around, shaking it up like it's a smoothie. This cake is never going to develop right. It's going to have problems. You know? And you got to realize some things in your life is telling you, it shouldn't be moved around like that, right? Something in your life needs to be settled so it can be molded in a span. Understand what you're dealing with so you can have better results based on that. And guess what? It is exceptional ability within greater success where you can mold and change things rapidly whenever you want. But if you're not at that point, your success and the outline and the tracing of that is gonna be more. If you don't have a trace, you might say, do this. You don't have a trace. You have an example. You have a template. And you're making something without no example. You may make a new, better example, but for everyone, it's not going to be that experience for them. So understand the person is going through it. They need to have more clear channels so they can use their energy and make greater things and things that they really have a desire to really push and move through. Now, Talk Dude, we listen to you. Come on now, we listen to you.
All right. This Disabled Awareness Month, I'm going to push myself especially. I mean, I've been doing a lot of stuff. I've been pushing myself a little bit harder. Why? Because it is the month. This is a time, basically, to be.
The month. Okay.
Yeah. The month. It's something to celebrate, and it's something to really, I mean, around the holidays, a holiday, you got to make an effort.
Yeah.
You got to do something. That's what I've been doing. I encourage everybody out there, everybody who might be listening to this, hear this. Could you be doing just a little bit more than you are? You're afraid to work a little harder? You're feeling kind of tired, feeling, I don't want to do that job. But you got to, for your own life, for the collective evolutionary kind of all humanity.
Guess what? Really?
What?
It's 7:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right now. And for those, it's getting later in the hour, and we're getting closer, depending on where you are, we're closer to the next morning. Some are in the next morning. Good morning to those out there. Good night, good later night, and, you know, early, late night morning to those that are in different time zones. But this is the thing. This is a part of the show. The show is called We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. And, you know, the show is based around comedian, talk dude, him having Tourette's, Asperger's, scoliosis, and other health elements that he's been, you know, experiencing and dealing with. And this is a part of the show. Those that's just tuning in for the first time, and those that have been tuning in, you may be a little bit more familiar with this part than I'm going to talk about. Attractive women. Talk, dude. Enjoy attractive women. And I say, ask him, don't you enjoy attractive women? He said, yes, I do. He enjoyed that so much, I feel like he's been oppressed to have a woman that's unattractive just to say that he's down for the cause. And that's a disabled cause he shouldn't have to be obligated to deal with. He knows his experience dealing with unattractive women, how that's been in his life. And for him, he always enjoyed attractive women. And have he spent his time looking at attractive women? No, he hasn't. He's not looking at, excuse me, my bad. Hey, you know, I'm telling this business. My point is, attractive women should not be a curse or oppression to not have because it's not right. It's like you're stealing from ugly. It's too many ugly times. It's too many ugly places. And you know what's coming next behind that? Now, he ain't gonna help me out. Ugly
all right,
people.
All right.
I'm done. Everybody, good night.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Come on.
No, we talked about this already, bro. We talked about this already. You're doing too much. Sitting back, not talking. This is not how we do this show. And you've been warned too many times.
All right, fine, I'll hang up.
This is your show. What are you talking about?